Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
You want us to ask for it. We refuse to ask for it. And we're right. Just telling you.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about me and my bros.
You don't like your bro, so I still don't
know
what.
My bro, that's because my real bro's an idiot.
Right,
but
okay.
Me and my fellow men.
This is why women and men can't communicate.
Brothers from another mother?
Oh, gotcha. That's all you have. See, there you go, Polly. I got it now. Thank you.
Glad I could help.
Got it.
You ladies always insist that we should ask for this. And we always insist. In fact, we stubbornly resist asking for it.
Yeah. Well, there's only one answer.
That answer being?
Directions.
Correct. Mm-hmm. But it turns out science, I love science, it always comes through for me in a pinch, shows that we men actually have a better
sense.
I love
you, science.
Have a better sense of direction than women. And just to take this point a step further, this was a Norwegian study where the brains of the volunteers were scanned as they completed navigational tasks, and men were more adept at finding their way because they used a separate part of their brain in order to reach their destination. And just to make this more difficult and to escalate the ongoing battle of the sexes, when women had testosterone dropped onto their tongues, their navigational skills improved.
Is that what they told them they were doing? Here's a little testosterone on your tongue.
Yeah. That's fascinating.
It is fascinating, isn't it, Polly? I thought so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super fascinating.
So that the only thing missing from your sense of direction is testosterone, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I need. More testosterone on my tongue. Uh-huh. I see what you're trying to do there. My mother, God rest her soul, drove by our house like 3 times while I was in the car. I'm like, woman, you live in the house and you just drove by it. And that's not the first time. So I'm not going to super argue with you about this because I get it. That's, you know, some people get lost in closets, i.e. my mother.
She drove past her own house?
3 times. The woman is still probably looking for heaven right now. She's still wandering around like, where do I go? I don't know how to get there. Yeah. But I don't think it's so much that you're so, your bravado about it. Like, I have been in the car with you where you, and I'm going to out him. I'm going to out him so hard. I hope Larkin's listening right now. Your phone is in your hand. Your phone is in your hand.
I don't know about that.
That's, don't you lie to the people. And you're like, oh, it's dark and we're in Cambridge. So we don't know where we're going.
Well, that's because, yeah, once I go south of the 401, I get easily confused.
And so he's like, oh, maybe I should have turned on the, and I'm like, just ask the GP. It's in your hand. Just use it.
Yeah, but I don't trust it.
Just use it. So I don't, but I...
Wait.
So now...
Did we get to where we were going?
Yeah.
Oh, shocker.
Were we late?
I don't recall being late.
Yeah, we were.
What were we late for? I would like to know what we were late for.
A couple minutes late. We had a reservation. A couple minutes late.
I don't remember.
Yeah, of course you don't. Here, let me put some testosterone on your tongue and see if that helps your brain a little bit. Should be helpful. So I think it's more the, oh, we don't need directions.
Well, we don't.
That's what it is.
Science just proved
it. It's that you annoy us with that. I don't disagree that you're
maybe you're easily annoyed.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you people say stupid things like put some testosterone on your tongue. And we're supposed to be like, okay, sure.
I'm totally using that from now on every chance I get.
I bet you are.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's best country. Country 106.7.